Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us. Year-old Jason Northup Jr. has good reason to be proud of how he saved his father's life. Mr. Jason Northup Sr. was in the midst of changing the fuel filter and gas tank underneath his wife's car. He had used the forklift to raise the rear end of the car, but had forgotten to block the front tires from sliding forward. This caused the car to roll and fall on top of him, pinning him to the ground. Mr. Northup was unable to move, his head was injured, and a crooked exhaust pipe pressed on his chest, making it hard to breathe. It was cold and no one was around.
On that mind of time, scared that nobody's gonna find me. I was out there for, I don't know, about an hour before anybody was able to find me. But my cell phone rang like 5 or 7 times. And later my wife had told me she called me like 5 or 7 times. And they thought I went to the gas station, so.
And we thought he was at a gas station, and then I went outside with me and my sister.
In the darkness, Jason wondered if his playful father was going to suddenly appear to surprise him.
We didn't hear nothing, and then we walked back in. Then we walked back out, and then he called my name. When I walked over there, he was trapped underneath the car.
With the car pressing down on Mr. Northup, only his feet were visible. He was shivering, and his head was injured.
He couldn't see, and he had no time to get free, but then he kind of slid out just enough to get some air. All he could say was, "My name, Jason." My sister called my mom. My mom came running out, and she called 911. They kept screaming and crying, and crying and screaming isn't going to do nothing, so I had to try and do something.
Jason recalls how he felt at that moment.
Sad, kind of. Kind of worried that he wasn't going to make it, but I had to think of something to do. I had to do something to save his life, and it was either call 911 or get the high-low off of him.
The high-low, or forklift, could elevate the car again, but it was built for heavier adults, plus the brake didn't work well. Jason had only used it once before and was afraid to use it again. He had to overcome his fear.
He had to tell me how to do it, and he told me it was in drive. I had to stick it in neutral, and there's a little start button that it starts it up, and I had to push that button, and it started up, and it started up, and I had to put it in drive and drive it forward, and then it went back in neutral, and then he started lifting. And it fell.
Rather than panicking, Jason tried one more time. He finally succeeded. By then, Mr. Northup was semi-conscious. Minutes later came the local fire chief, who later remarked, "It's amazing that he had the clear head to do what he did, especially when it's your father." When the fire chief told Jason that he probably saved his dad's life, only then did Jason release his emotions and cry. Jason's father was taken to the hospital, and after being treated for minor wounds, was able to go home with his grateful family. Everyone is proud of what Jason did.
He was very impressive, and I would definitely say that I'm very proud of him.
For his swiftness, love, and bravery, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored Jason with the Shining World Hero Award, The following is an excerpt of Supreme Master Qinghai's letter of appreciation. Dear Jason, it is with great pleasure and admiration that we present to you the Shining World Hero Award. This award is presented in recognition of your extraordinary rescue effort, your outstanding determination, courage in the face of danger, and willpower, providing us all with a shining example of how we should love our parents, for your vigilance, insight, and presence of mind in an emergency, and for your incredible spirit of valor. We hereby applaud and celebrate the courageous and heroic deeds of Jason Northup Jr. With great honor, love, and blessings, the Supreme Master Qinghai.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai.
When Supreme Master Qinghai heard of Jason's gallant deed, she sent him a gift of $2,000 just in time for buying presents for the coming holidays. Jason was also presented with the Shining World Hero Jacket and other gifts, including Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international best-selling book, The Noble Wilds.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai, and thank you for the check for $2,000.
Jason spent some of the money on gifts for his parents. Our salute and applause, Jason Northup Jr., for your caring and determined efforts that saved your father's life. May you be an inspiration to many for a long time to come. Loving viewers, we will be back to meet another young hero right after this interval. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to today's program, celebrating young recipients of the Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards. Megan Mandikos was just 3 years old on the day she saved her brother Daniel after he fell into the family pool. Supreme Master Television had the opportunity to meet brave little Megan and her family, who live in Brisbane, Australia.
Today we're here with the Mandikos family. We're with Michael, Bridget, Megan, our heroine, Daniel, the little boy that fell into the pool, who was rescued bravely by his sister, and his brother, Nicholas. Megan and Bridget, could you tell us what happened that day?
I jumped in.
You jumped in. Oh, you saw that he fell into the pool, and you jumped in, and then what happened?
I called out his name.
You called out his name. And did you manage to grab hold of him?
Yes.
Megan did not think twice when she saw her 6-year-old brother Daniel slide into the deep water in the family pool. Even though Daniel is older, he suffers from intellectual disabilities that impair his ability to swim well. However, upon seeing her brother's predicament, Megan yelled his name and immediately jumped in to save him. She had learned to swim already in classes for toddlers.
Did Daniel try and pull you under?
Yes.
Is it scary?
No.
It was.
And Nikki pushed us.
Oh, and Nikki jumped in, and he was pushing from behind too, so everyone was there. It was a family effort.
Yeah. I was jumped in. Okay. Pushed them both to the side.
Yes, Nicholas was swimming on the other side of the pool.
When Megan shouted out Daniel's name before jumping in the pool, this alerted their mother, who had been keeping an eye on the three children from the patio. Megan reacted before Mrs. Culligan Mandikos was able to step around the toys on the patio, open the gate, and reach them.
Daniel was just on the step down here, and he normally is happy to, you know, stand there and splash around, and I could see because it's a glass pool fence, but I was sitting up top. And he slipped off, and Megan saw it happen and instantly shouted his name out, and she jumped in, and she dragged him back onto the step. And they were both quite scared when I, you know, ultimately pulled him out.
Daniel was panicked, as most people tend to be when unable to swim. Both children were shaken when their mom helped them out of the water.
You know, it was just so quick thinking, and, you know, without really any, you know, stopping to think about her own safety was obviously also an issue. Well, it could have been disastrous because it could have been not only Daniel, but, you know, Megan really put herself in peril.
And how many swimming lessons had she had?
a lot. They've had them really every week during the summer.
Now, Michael, is there anything you'd like to add to the story?
I wasn't part of the event when it actually occurred, but on reflection, when I heard about it, I was quite proud of my little girl's actions and her quick thinking and looking out for her brother. And really, the two of them do that all the time. They look out for their brother, and we're very grateful that they do that.
Supreme Master Ching Hai honored Megan with the Shining World Hero Award, along with a letter of recognition.
A brave and beautiful little girl like you will surely continue to help create a wonderful future for humanity when you grow up. For having such love and compassion, for being so courageous and quick thinking in saving Daniel's precious life, for being the best sister and daughter a family could have, and for being an all-round very impressive little girl, we hereby applaud and celebrate the good deeds for Megan Mandakos, heroine of Chelma. Hooray! With great honour, love and blessings from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Megan was also gifted with Supreme Master Ching Hai's DVDs, books including the story collection, God Takes Care of Everything, and the number one international bestsellers, The Noble Wilds and The Dogs in My Life. In addition, Megan received colorful new clothes designed by Supreme Master Ching Hai and a package of treats to enjoy with her brothers.
Thank you.
Well done, little Megan Mandakos, for your exceptional courage beyond your years. May you always remain a guardian angel for your brother and family and grow to be a noble citizen of the world. Gracious viewers, thank you for your company on today's program. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May you and your loved ones be blessed with abundant wisdom and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.